email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Skull in West Cork has been completely taken over by the buzz of the Fastnet Film Festival this week, with an amazing lineup of film stars, composers, writers in town. And who better to talk us through the whole festival and the lineup than the brilliant Lenny Abramson, who's on the line from West Cork. Good afternoon, Lenny.
Hey, Ray, nice to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. How's the weather in West Cork?
It's actually, the sun is shining, and I've been to the festival maybe 10, 12 times in the 18 years, and it's always been sunny.
Right. It's a film festival that punches above its weight, Lenny.
Yeah, it does. It's a short film festival, and it's unusual because all of the films are, there's no cinema, so the films are shown all over town in restaurants, bars, in the village hall, in the hotel, and all that kind of stuff. But maybe because West Cork is home to a lot of sort of interesting people who moved here over the years, and word has spread, we end up having just fantastic guests every year. So this year we've Aidan Gillen, Nicola Coughlan, Barry Keoghan, Rebecca Miller, Donal Gleeson, and then loads of wonderful cinematographers and directors and editors and composers. So yeah, it's a brilliant weekend, and you can run into all sorts of people walking up the main street of the village.
Yeah, and of course, testimony to the success of the Irish film industry over the last number of years.
Yeah, absolutely. It continues to kind of produce amazing people, just lots of actors going out and doing brilliant things around the world, and filmmakers and people behind the camera. So yeah, Irish film has had this great 20 or more years, and seems to show no sign of flagging.
Yeah, I see you're in conversation with your childhood friend Stephen Renix.
Yeah.
Now people won't know, may not know his name, but they know his work, because a lot of your movies, a lot of Irish movies, would have Stephen's music.
Absolutely, he's a brilliant composer. So we've been friends since we were in primary school, and he works on projects all over the world, and I've been lucky enough to work with him on pretty much everything that I've done. So he is interviewing me because he claims to know where the bodies are buried, and you know, we've known each other for so long. He has a particular perspective on us growing up together in the industry, and that'll hopefully be interesting to the younger filmmakers who are here, which is a big focus of the thing. You know, you're allowing people who are starting their careers to mix with people who are well established in theirs, and I think it's good for both sides, actually. Yeah. You know, not just the younger people.
Will he allow you to see the questions before the interview?
He's been very tight-lipped about it. I actually met him for a coffee yesterday, and he mumbled a few things, but I think he's got a couple of things up his sleeve, so I'm slightly freaked out by it, but sure, what could go wrong?
And I see Ronan Day-Lewis is there as well, Daniel Day-Lewis' son.
Yeah, we've got, and actually also we've got Rebecca Miller, who's a brilliant filmmaker, his mum. She's coming down to talk about some of her work, and we're showing some of her films. So yeah, a fabulous lineup of people. Yeah. And just great stuff going on, and just great crack as well, because the village is a very special place. You know, it's really beautiful down here, and I think everybody chills out and brings their most relaxed self to the festival.
Yes, yeah. I would imagine people like Donald Gleeson, Barry Keoghan, Nicola Coughlan, very busy people, probably in the middle of filming something, aren't they?
So fair play to the festival for all of the logistical stuff, because it's not the easiest place to get here. You know, people are flying into Cork and then driving and whatever. So it shows great commitment. Yeah, Barry's filming at the moment. Nicola's all over the place and having an incredible moment. So, and Donal as well. And really appreciate them all coming down. I think it's a testament to the fact that people come away from the festival going, we had a brilliant time, we were really well looked after. It's more relaxed than almost any festival that I've been to. And I think people end up just loving that and wanting to go back.
And what about you? We haven't seen any of your work recently.
Not for a little while.
No, yeah, yeah. Yes.
I better get my skates on. Yeah, I'm planning something for hopefully for early next year. It's a film project set in Dublin in the late 70s. It's kind of somewhat autobiographical. So yeah, I was always working with Ed Guiney, and we're at the moment putting that together and hope to shoot early next year.
And did you take a break on purpose, or were you always working behind the scenes?
Well, I finished, I think, Conversations with Friends we did in
2022 or
two years ago.
Right.
I wrote the script that I'm going to make next year. So that was a chunk of the time was just me basically at the desk and a different phase of work, like where you're developing things. So a bunch of other projects behind that film, which I hope now are kind of at various stages of development. So it tends to work like that. You disappear and kind of put your head down. And then if you're lucky and people want to fund it, you come back. And I think I'm probably heading into a fairly busy time, period of making things over the next like 18 months or so.
Yeah. And is there any part of it you prefer more than others?
I like the very beginning part where the idea is that it's kind of most pure and you haven't had to deal with the kind of necessity of like making practical decisions and, you know, whether you can afford something or you can just imagine. I love that bit, but I also love working with actors. So that's another bit, the rehearsal period. And then shooting itself is pretty hardcore and can be really exhausting and a lot of pressure, but I do still really like it, you know.
So,
each bit has its own bit.
But I can see that at the beginning, because anything is possible. There's no compromise at the beginning. It's just about your
exactly.
imagination. Yeah.
And then it's a slow process of having a piece of wood
chipped away
over your head for the next 2 years.
Yeah. Have you watched The Studio on Apple Plus?
No, but it's on my list. I'm dying to watch it because I love that. I love the idea of that idealistic person going into that system and thinking they're going to be able to, you know,
just
make
for people
great
who
art.
Haven't seen it, it's Seth Rogen and it's set in Hollywood and he's just become a studio boss. And as you say, he is quite naive and he thinks he knows how to do it. Like he's going to make worthwhile movies as opposed to Kool-Aid the movie. It's very funny. Very, very, very funny.
I think it might be too close to the bone. I might have to watch it between my fingers.
Have you been to Cannes?
I have been to Cannes. I didn't go this year. But I've been to Cannes. I went with Garage, actually. Went with Pat Short.
Which
was a brilliant experience. And then I've been there with other projects where we've been like going just to meet people, you know, because that's a place that everybody is for that week. So you can, you know, make your plans and have your meetings and stuff like that. But it's pretty full on. I it's like, you know, you'd want to have your ready break and be in good shape and not kind of, you know, so it's probably about as far from Skull as you could get in terms of a film festival, you know what I mean? Nobody's chilling out outside the pub having nice chats. It's all very, very full on.
And what about the standing ovations? We were talking about that because Paul Mescal's new movie got a 6-minute ovation. Bono last week got a 7-minute ovation. And I think the longest one ever was, where did I have it there? 22 minutes or something. Pan's Labyrinth.
Amazing. I didn't know that. I was delighted to see that Paul's film went down so well. I'm not surprised. He's got a great nose for picking projects, which is a huge part of what an actor, you know, it's the biggest decision in a way is what you're going to do. And he seems to, you know, make those great decisions. So I was delighted to see it. Yeah, and actually Element had two films there. One British director, one Nigerian director, I think the first Nigerian film at Cannes, both of which seem to have gone down really well as well. So yeah, another good outing.
Are you fascinated, surprised, flabbergasted or whatever, how quickly things happen for somebody like Paul Mescal?
Yeah, I mean, it's very unusual. It really is extremely unusual. I think he's lovely to see a lot of Daisy's also done incredibly well, as has Alison and other people. But Paul particularly just seemed to catch a wave. And I think I remember one very senior Hollywood agent saying he'd never seen anybody go from sort of 0 to 60 as quickly as Paul. And yeah, I think it's very, very rare and brilliant to see because he deserves it. You know, he's hugely talented. He's also a really nice person, a really good person. And those things don't always go together either, you know.
It begs two questions, I suppose. Firstly, did you spot it in him? Well, you were part of casting him in Normal People.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all did. It didn't take a genius when you saw him at the beginning to realise that there was something really special there. And
is timing then? That's the other question. Is timing important? Yeah.
I mean, it's hugely about that because does the right part come along at the right time for the right person? There are brilliant people out there who might never get that exposure. So it's about the combination of you know, being at the right, in the right place at the right time, getting into something that really suits you, that being done, that that project working well, and then getting out to an audience. Like, there's a million ways in which that that can be interrupted. So when it really happens, and then for whatever reason, I think Paul was just particularly, he was quite a sort of a different flavor of actor, maybe at that particular moment, that that suddenly there wasn't really anybody like him.
Yes, you know, there was a freshness about his look and his method of acting. Yeah. And look is another thing, because looks come in and out of fashion, don't they?
They do. Yeah, they do. And it's a very, I mean, it's pretty brutal as a as an industry. Now, people do book that, and there are people who, you know, who you wouldn't look at on the street and go, oh my God, that's a, you know, gorgeous person who can really, really hold the screen. But at the same time, yeah, look is a big part of it. Yeah. And, you know, so again, you could just maybe not fit that moment, or for whatever reason, it's not your time. So, and I always say to actors, you know, to younger actors as well, you can never go into it thinking that the end game is to become a star. Like, that is not within your control. If you think you can find a really deeply satisfying life and career in it, and if you can survive, then that's the victory. Uh-huh. You know, the rest is largely out of your hands.
Will there be chatter about Donald Trump and his 100% tariff on movies made outside?
Well, it's funny that there was, when that statement was made, there was a huge big flurry of people ringing each other and kind of not sleeping, and, you know, but actually it's calmed down a lot. I think people recognize that it's a very hard thing to put into practice, because movies are made in this kind of half virtual way that makes it very hard to say, you know, this film is from this country. They have components from everywhere. But also, you know, the point of the tariffs is supposed to be to, like, you know, where there are big trade imbalances, not in America's favor, but in the entertainment industry, it's entirely in America's favor. Yes. You know, it exports to everywhere in the world. So I think the feeling is we just continue as we've been, as we've gone. And
so that's surprising that he announced something that he hadn't thought through. That's surprising. Anyway.
I know. amazing.
Yeah. Listen, enjoy the Fastnet Film Festival. Lenny Abramson, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to you. Thanks, Lenny. See you. Bye.
All the best.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.